go. We are on page 268 of the Ban Reshut Ches Sif Test. But before we get to Reshut Ches Sif Test, I just want to say something that's connected to last year that we had, and that is that we discussed last time that flying on an airplane, according to Ruba the Ruba, the post game, you are going to be chayiv in Birkas Hagoma. Everyone requires Birkas Hagoma when they are flying on an airplane. Machlokas, okay? Machlokas if it's only overseas or not overseas or midbar. We said that we talked last time. Based on this is where Shlomo Zalman writes, also brought down over there in Alicha Shlomo and Ha'ara 16, I believe it's Perikov Gimel, that Shlomo Zalman writes very, very vehemently against people flying during the 9 days. If it's so much sakana that we're going to say that they're going to have to say Birkas Hagomel, then it's something that you should not be doing during the 9 days, placing yourself into sakana. At the same time, he does say that if you're flying during the 9 days in order to stay in yeshiva longer, okay, the only time is to fly, you need to fly before Tisha B'Av, but you want to forget those couple extra days in it, so that the Yischos of the Torah will be Magin Alecha, then you should stay those extra couple of days in yeshiva and fly during the 9 days. Also, he says it is mutter to fly if you're flying the other direction towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're flying towards Eretz Yisrael, that's mutter even to do on Tisha B'Av. He says it's mutter to do on Tisha B'Av even if you're coming for a vacation. Kavah Chomer, if you're coming to just to visit Kibbutz Sadikim and Gedolim and stuff like that. Shlomo Zalman says even if you're coming to visit Eretz Yisrael for a tiyul, then also it's mutter to fly even on Tisha B'Av Kavah Chomer during the 9 days. He says if someone walks Talad Amos in Eretz Yisrael, muftach lu shel ben olam haba, and therefore the schuyah suggests even flying for to. But he says on the other side, leaving Eretz Yisrael, even not during the 9 days, he says you have to have a good reason there. You have to have a good reason to leave Eretz Yisrael, like the post can bring down, like the Gemara brings down, only for specific reasons one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We only leave Eretz Yisrael for those reasons, not for other reasons. So much so, Shlomo Zalman refused to fly to his grandson's bar mitzvah that was outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though they said they organized him shiurim in all the yeshivas. He refused to leave even for his grandson's bar mitzvah. Now let's move on to Reishul Ches Siv Tes. We mentioned at the beginning of the Abdama, this machlokas over here, two of the days brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, legabe, is it dafka these four things? Or is it things that are outside Nisim that happen outside the context of the four things mentioned? In the Pasuk and in the Tehillim, brought down in the Gemara, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, says over here the Mechaber, Yesh omrim sheinim mevarach al neis al b'neishu yotzei mimin ha-ga'olam. I'm in the wrong Steve. Sorry about that. Reisha test, Steve test. Hani arba lav dafko. These four are lav dafko. Dua din lamisha nasalo nes. Okay, the same thing applies that, let's see, I'm on page 273 over here. Hani arba lav dafko. Shua din lamisha nasalo nes. Someone who a nes has happened to him, kagon shenafa alav kotel. O nitzel medrisa shor unegi chosaf. Like the case would be if fell upon him a wall, or he was saved by a shore was attacking him, ready to gore him, and he was saved suddenly. O shama amal Allah beir ari latarfo, or there was a mad lion that wanted to rip him apart, and he was saved. O im ganavim balo im shodne laila v'nitzel mehen, or ganavim came in the middle of the night to attack him, and he was saved by this. V'chol kayotze by zeh, all these types of miracles that happen outside of the context of the four that we mentioned earlier on. Kulam tzrichim levarach hagomel. The stam day in the Shulchan Aruch over is that everyone has to say Birkas Hagomel. However, he brings a second day. V'yesh omrim sheimivarachin hagomel elohani arba dafka, only these four, yardei yam, yardei amibar, chola, and niyatsami beis hasurim, only those four. V'tov levarach below askar sheimu malchus, paskins the Shulchan Aruch. The correct thing to do if you have a nes that's outside of these four of these categories, you should say Birkas Hagomel, but without shame umachos. And that's the minhag amongst the Sfardim, is that they'll say Shibar, they'll say Hagomel without shame umachos. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Lamed Beis, he says, V'achronim katvu daminik kisvar rishona v'chei mistaber. The Achronim wrote that the Iker Minig is like the first day, And therefore, you say Birkas HaGomel on Nisim that are outside of the context of these four things that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch L'Riyan. Okay, and that is how the Minhag Ashkenaz is. Minhag Ashkenaz is to, yes, make brachas. Is also a minhag amongst the Yemenites. Also, like the Psak over here, the Mishnah Berurah, that they make the bracha outside of these four miracles. So therefore, I'll bring you some examples besides the ones mentioned over here in the Shulchan Aruch. If someone's in a very, very bad car accident that was life-threatening, and he was saved, by his car, if he was saved, he would go ahead and say Birkas HaGomel. So it do a din. If, let's say, his house burned down, or there was a gas leak, so it would sort of depend. I mean, if he was standing at the entrance of the house, and the fire started in the back of the house, and he runs out of the house, I don't think that's going to be Chayv and Birkas HaGomel, but he was somewhere, he was upstairs, and he ran through the fire in order to run out of the house, or in the middle of the night, pitom, he woke up to a burning fire, then l'chora, he's going to have to say Birkas HaGomel. The same thing with a gas leak, you would say by a gas leak. Same thing would be if he falls from a very, very high story of a building or from a very, very, very tall ladder. Okay, if he falls from a place that was a sakana in the fashos and he was saved from it, the Chor is going to say Birkas HaGomel. Same thing if he was a soldier fighting in a war and he comes back from war, or he was in his battle and there was a certain sakana, for sure then he's going to have to say Birkas HaGomel. Same thing if he is saved by a pigua. You're in a Chas V'Shalom, someone's in a pigua where people died and it was life threatening. He's going to say Birkas HaGomel. All these are examples that you would say Birkas HaGomel outside of the context of these four. However, on the other side, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskins and many, many other Paskins and Paskins, the same thing is that we do not say if there was like a near miss. Okay? Someone threw a rock at someone and it missed his head. We don't say Birkas HaGomel. Okay? He was about to get in a car accident, he swerved at the last second. It would have been like that, but last second he swerved out of the way. No Birkas HaGomel. Near misses, we say that you do not go ahead and say Birkas HaGomel. Only if you're in the sakana and then saved, then it's going to be Birkas HaGomel. Saying there was a car accident, he did fall from the ladder, things like this, and he was saved, then you're going to say Birkas HaGomel. But if it was a close call, we do not say Birkas HaGomel. So that really concludes for us Simon Reish Yutess, the dinam of Birkas HaGomel. Let's do quickly the Simon Reish Chaf, very interesting, the dinam of Atavas Cholom V'Ta'aniso, when someone has a bad dream. So let's understand the sugya a little bit before seeing the halacha, and that the Gemara in Ayama Beis tells us, Amar of Yochanan Ruach Cholom V'Nashmo Aguma. Okay, his nefesh is aguma, he's bothered. He's had a troublesome dream. Not necessarily a bad dream, a dream that is bothering him. Yelech V'Yifterenu B'Fnei Shlosha. The Gemara says, Yifterenu b'fnei shlosha. So the Gemara says, Ela ema, Yitivenu b'fnei shlosha. Okay? Leisuv Leimra tells you the Nusach, and then they say back a different Nusach, we'll soon see in the Shulchan Aruch. V'leimra gimel afuchos, v'gimel p'tuyos, v'gimel shlomos. And then you say three pug, not they, the people who are meitiv the chalom, which will someone explain what that means in a second, they're going to say three afuchos, three psukim. They have to do with Ha'hefech, ha'fach the mispedila macholi, things like this. Gimel p'tuyos, gimel p'sukin are mentioned pidyon, and dimel shlomos, dimel pasuk p'sukim that mention shalom after at the end. That's what the Gemara tells us. So basically what's going on over here is a person who has a dream that's bothering him. He's going to take three people that care about him, three people he knows, three friends, three relatives, okay, that know him, and he's going to tell them, I had a dream that has been bothering, not a bad dream. We don't ever say someone has a bad dream, because at the end of the day, dreams, the Gemara tells us, and in Zayin HaBeis, in the Chor, this is where this whole din comes from, HaKol Ahalich Achar HaPeh. Everything goes after the pitaron of the dream. If someone has a dream, depending on how the person interprets the dream, that's how it's going to be the maskana of the dream. That's the Gemara. He brings a lot of stories over there in the Gemara, how they went, there was a sorcerer who said, dream town, Rav and Abai both went to him, and he would put their good for Abai and bad for Rav, and all the things that came after. So everything goes after the peh. So it was very important how a dream is interpreted. Therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch brings down over here, what goes on is the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aruach Cholom Minashim Aguma Alaf." Someone sees a bad dream. Someone sees a dream, and he is bothered by this dream. Yetivenu ba'apei tlato dilrich milei. He should do atavas chalom in front of three different people that have rachmanis on him. Perishu avimoto, people that care about him. V'leima ba'apayu, and he should say in front of them, Chalma tava chazai. I saw a good dream. Okay? Chalma tava chazai. V'leim ro'inu, and they say back to him, Tavahu v'tavi lahavi. You could see in the back of the Siddur, it brings down the whole nusak, exactly what they say. They say it three times, and then they say these three, hafuchos, Duyos and Gibel Shlomos are also printed in many of the sitters. Not all the sitters, but many of the sitters have this. And that is what they are going to do when they finish off this Hatavas Chalom. Okay? That's what he's because they're saying it's going to be a good dream. It's going to be a good dream, and that's why they go ahead and say it this way. The Mishnah Berurah over here tells us a couple important things about Hatavas Chalom. Sivkat Al says, V'nashra Gumalav, I know I feel Aimbo Mashmaos Lara. Even though it wasn't a bad dream, it just is bothering him. A dream that is bothering him. Even if it doesn't have Mashmaos L'ra, you still go ahead and do this Hatavas Chalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Beis, V'afilu Eichi Shu Misana, even if he's going to fast, he should do still Hatavas Chalom. We'll talk about fasting next time we meet. V'tov Sheyete B'Shachris. The correct time to do this is right away, in the morning. Kidzri Zimakdim L'Mitzvah. It sounds like this is like a mitzvah to do Hatavas Chalom if you have a dream that is bothering. Achaz Lo Yomer Lo Lecha Chol B'Simcha, Lo Yishenu Mitana, fine. He should think about the dream when he's doing a Hatavas Chalom. He should think about the dream that he has been saying. And then it says, in front of three people, it's a mitzvah to be one of these three. It's a mitzvah to be the person who's going to be meitiv the Chalom. Why? You return to him as nefesh, literally. You make him feel better. Okay, you're going to make him feel like Gmilas Chasadim. V'af b'Shabbos yachol heitiv chalom. You can even do on Shabbos, you can do on Tavas Chalom. Even on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins over here. Okay? L'maisa, there are three different things mentioned in the Shas and the Shulchan Aruch that one does when someone has a bad dream. One is that it's already been mentioned earlier on in Siman Kuf Lamed that during Birkas Kohanim there's a special Ribono Shel Olam to say, it's like its own private Hatavas Chalom. Okay? Ribono Shel Olam to say during Birkas Kohanim. The second thing over here is Reish Chav Sif Aleph. It talks about doing Hatavas Chalom in front of three people. Best even to have Talmid Chachamim if you could have. And then the third, the most stringent thing to do is, though it's going to be mentioned, we'll see next time in Sif Beis, is to actually fast when someone has a bad dream. Someone can't fast. The Poda B'Tzdaka is also mentioned by the postgame. Okay, now, Shemati from both Marina Rabbeinu Arashli to Anne from Rebirk, what's that? This is all Talu. This is all Talu on how much the dream is bothering someone. Okay, how it is. If it's just a little bit, so he does the Ribono Shalom and Berkas Kohani. More, does the Talmud Shalom. If it's really bothering, then they really should fast. Nowadays, we're not going to fast anymore. Next time, we'll see Bezrat Hashem. The words of the Chazon Ish about dreams in general today and why we're more makel when it comes to dreams and why we don't do this too often, Hatavas Chalom. But you see where it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I have been involved with Hatavas Chalom before. Next time, Bezrat Hashem, we'll start with the Chazon Ish and the story from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Shlita Adkan for today.